No, Dershowitz, you know, 2 weeks ago I interviewed Dershowitz on this show, and he said that, quote, "You are our enemy's biggest assets are Israeli bashing Jews like Professor Chomsky."
Well, that's a problem for Dershowitz. I have no interest in what he said. He's a, I mean, if you want the truth, he's a dedicated liar who's been exposed over and over again. He didn't quote me, you notice. He didn't, because he knows better than to quote.
By the way, he offered to come to Birzeit to debate you. Do you think that they would invite a person like Dershowitz to come and talk in Birzeit?
You have to ask Birzeit. That doesn't make any difference to me. But, I mean, I've agreed to debate him reluctantly because he's extremely dishonest, but I do it. But this issue is extreme. There's nothing to debate. I mean, Israel should have the rights of any state, period. It wants more.
Because its right to exist is questionable on many other states in the world.
But no state, the United States doesn't demand that Mexico accept the right of the United States to exist sitting on half of Mexico.
But because there isn't a threat. When you hear and listen what Hamas leaders say, what Iran leaders say, what Hezbollah leaders say, you understand that there is an immediate threat on Israel.
You don't understand that. In 1970s, when this claim was made for the first time, as far as I know, it was when Egypt in 1971 offered Israel a full peace treaty, nothing for the Palestinians. 1971, Israel rejected it because it would have meant withdrawal from the Sinai. It's the only state I know of which wants recognition of its right to exist.
Is there any relevance to the fact that you're Jewish, do you think, when you make these claims, when you preach
sure.
In this?
Since I'm Jewish, and since I have a special relationship with Israel since childhood, and since I care about it, I think it should take positions that are moral, realistic, and appropriate for its own decent survival.
And aren't you afraid that even you, if you feel that you're working for Israel, your arguments, and you're the very articulate in making your arguments and are well heard because of your world reputations, aren't you afraid that these arguments will be misused from the academic boycott to the nuclear weapon in Iran?
Well, actually, the academic boycott, if you bother to read, is one that I've opposed.
Of course, that's
but
what I'm saying.
But it's true that my statements will be misused, for example, by Dershowitz, who is very dangerous for Israel. But yes,
he's dangerous for Israel?
Extremely, and he distorts and misrepresents my statements in ways which help his cause of supporting Israeli aggression and expansion, which is very dangerous for Israel.
But even if I could understand or try to understand the academic, philosophical approval of a person like you for the freedom of speech, even of Holocaust deniers.
It's specifically for views you detest that for which you call freedom
up
of speech.
Up to a certain point. History has proved otherwise. You're taking a lot of responsibility
on
your arms.
I believe in freedom of speech for Alan Dershowitz, even though the record of his exposed lies is incredible.
You're bothered by Dershowitz's lies, and you're not bothered by the lies of Holocaust deniers?
On the contrary, I'm not saying I'm bothered by Dershowitz's lies. I say, yes, we should insist on the freedom of speech for dedicated liars. And in the case of, say, the Holocaust denial, yeah, that's, of course, outrageous, just as it's outrageous to deny what we did, namely wiping out millions of Indians.
But, you know, the number one, I think, argument against what you preach for is the double standard, saying mm-hmm. that, you know, from talking of freedom of speech in countries where freedom of speech does not exist, you're going to Lebanon tomorrow, or when you go to, even here in Jordan, I don't think it's limited compared to Israel. Is Israel as bad as other countries?
Did I ever say that?
You spend so much time targeting Israel.
Really? Did Amnesty International ask me to give a talk that they could use to criticize human rights violations in Israel? No, they did it for Syria.
But you said you have limited time. Looking in the map in the world, there are so many problems. Why is Israel in the center? Israel still, if you look around, is trying to give democracy away,
well,
and has gay rights and human rights.
If you started by asking why is Israel in the center, answer, it isn't. Not for me. What's in the center for me is the United States, and for a very elementary moral reason. The moral principle is we are responsible for our own actions and their consequences. Every crime that Israel commits is because of U.S. participation and authorization. So any decent American citizen, even without a special interest in Israel, as I have, should have these in the center of their attention, because those are the ones we're participating in, we're responsible for, and
But what is worse in your eyes, the actions in Israel and in the territories, or, for example, what's going on in Afghanistan now? How do you prioritize these two?
There's no way to, because I talk about both of them all the time.
But is Israel as, what's going on in Israel, as severe as what's going on in Darfur, Afghanistan,
well, let's
Sudan?
Take Darfur. In the case of Darfur, yes, the crimes are worse, but there is much less that I could do about them. Much less, almost nothing, in fact. So yes, it's fine to sign petitions criticizing them, but there's no moral value to that.
And you feel moral value because, A, you're a citizen of the U.S., and B, you have connections to Israel, and you feel that you're part of
Let's put aside the personal connection to Israel, which is there, but if I had no connection to Israel at all, simply as an American citizen, it would be of prime concern, because the U.S. is decisively involved. Israel, for example, could not attack Gaza, could not carry out the occupation and so on, without decisive and direct U.S. diplomatic, military, and economic support.